All right, 1380 WPHM, spending a lot of time right now talking with those candidates that are seeking public office at the local and state level. Joining us right now is Port Huron City Councilwoman who wants to be on the St. Clair County Board of Commissioners serving District 3, Lisa Beeden. Lisa, good morning.
Good morning, Paul.
You've been on the City Council how long now?
2 years.
2 years, and now you want to be on the County Commission. District 3 is the seat currently held by Democrat Howard Heidemann. You're running as a Democrat. Interestingly enough, County Commission is a partisan election. City Council is not. What made you decide to get into this race?
It was a great opportunity with Howard retiring to be able to serve the community in a different way. I have the philosophy that, opportunities present themselves to people, and we either choose to lean in or we don't. And so it's good timing for me as far as career and Port Huron City Council to try to lean into this opportunity and see what happens.
Well, let's see what happens on the St. Clair County Board of Commissioners in the years to come. Difficult right now dealing with coronavirus, doing the best they can, but I can imagine budgets are going to get rather difficult, both at the city and at the county level in the not-too-distant future.
Yeah, I think we'll see that across really all industries, not just our politics. The COVID-19 pandemic has definitely kept us on our toes the last 6 months. With changes happening all the time, and what is great about the County Commissioner Board of Directors or the commissioners is that they work together and they're very collaborative, and so as things come up, they work together and they can be flexible to meet the needs of the citizens.
What kind of priorities would you have as a County Commissioner?
Certainly making sure that we are taking care of our residents, that we're good stewards of our budget and their taxes. I'd really like to see some of the projects that have been started come to fruition. City Flats, the Harrington Inn, certainly the St. Clair Inn. I know that there's been obstacles related to those. Certainly COVID-19 is one of those. But see if we can get some of those projects to fruition. And then just continue the good work that they're doing with the parks, our Bridge to Bay trails. Those are all things that I'd like to make sure that we continue to focus on to build a great community where everyone can have a good time living here, working here, and playing here.
How important are those projects to our economic viability here in St. Clair County?
I think that they're critical, Paul. If you look at the areas that they're focused on, certainly there's a couple of projects in Port Huron and even in St. Clair and further down into Marine City and Algonac. And as we've seen over the last few years, that when one city does well, its neighboring city or township does well too. So we want to make sure that all the ships are rising at the same time. These projects create jobs. Which we need jobs. They create opportunities for young people to come back into our community. It's critical to our overall success.
How do we get people to come to Port Huron and to St. Clair County who maybe haven't been here before or haven't been here in years and don't really know what's going on? What's the best way to draw people here to live, work, and play?
Well, certainly, if I had that magic bullet, I would share it. And I think that we have, a great visitors bureau. Certainly, our chambers of commerce in the county do a great job of promoting us. And then each city takes that on as a personal charge that they want people to come visit them. It's just really about building it, right? It's the field of dreams. Build it, and they will come. Making sure that we have all the pieces working together. To make sure that it's a positive environment. And I think we've seen an increase in young people returning. Certainly the Community Foundation has created opportunities for scholarships for people to come back into the area. And so it's just making sure that we're all working together to create those opportunities for people.
Let's take a step back, and I'll ask the question I probably should have started with, was Lisa Beeden. Tell us a little bit about yourself for people that are getting to know you as a candidate for St. Clair County Board of Commissioners.
Sure. So I live on the south side of Port Huron. I'm a a lifetime resident. I did sneak out of town for a little bit. I went to college at Central Michigan University and have my master's degree from Concordia University in Ann Arbor. I moved back into the area in 2009, and I've been here ever since. This is my home. It's where my roots are. My family's here. And I just love this community, and this is a great opportunity for me to give back to the community that means so much to me and make it a great place for my nieces and nephews and, you know, the next generation coming up to be a part of this great community.
Well, when Port Huron voters who live in District 3 cast their ballots for County Commission, why should they vote for Lisa Beeden?
So I think I have the experience. I definitely bring experience in not just politics, but just in building relationships overall. I'm definitely community oriented. I am approachable and reachable, and I want to make sure that people are being represented. I think that a lot of times voices go unheard, and so I want to make sure that we're being inclusive in when we make decisions, and that we have a good representation of the people of our county.
Lisa, good luck on November 3rd. Thanks for spending some time with us this morning. Really appreciate it.
Thank you, Paul.
All right, 1380 WPHM in Port Huron, Lisa Beeden. She's currently on Port Huron City Council and running for the 3rd district seat on the St. Clair County Board of Commissioners as a Democrat.